it took 6 years basically for you to get a debut singles album. I mean, are you kind of do you kind of look back and say like, wow, it's you've kind of had a crazy musical journey so far.
Yeah, I mean, just for different reasons. I mean, it just seems for me, I always take the long road to figure things out. But, you know, I think a lot of it it came down to trust, I think, with myself. Before, I didn't really have the skills to record my own stuff, and I just would just naturally assume other people could dial in the sound that I wanted. So, you know, I had several people try to record my stuff throughout these last years, and it just never came out the way I heard it, you know, in my head. So basically, you know, over the last probably 5 or 6 years, I've just accumulated, you know, recording gear and, you know, basically just taught myself, you know, lots of trial and error and lots of you know, reading and this and that. And slowly I started to get the skills. And, with this, you know, we have proper funding for this. But you know, I heard the Justin and Robin Hope, who own Clarity Way, they really believed in me, and they wanted to give me a shot at it. And I think what really altered everything is originally they wanted to do sort of, you know, a recovery album, and which I was down to do. But then a guy that was working for them sort of changed the whole thing, and he said, how about we just let Travis record the album he wants to make? And that completely changed everything. So, you know, for me, I didn't have anybody looking over my shoulder. You know, they literally let me make the album I wanted to make. And that, you know, that was great for me, because I think before, you know, even with Blind Melon, they wanted a certain sound, even the songs that I brought to the table. You know, when you're in a band, you're a band. You have to compromise, and it's just a completely different situation. And this, I had complete control, and you know, pretty much could do what I wanted. So, you know, and I felt over the last year, I finally got the skills where I could, you know, I could record myself. And so, you know, everything it just kind of lined up at once. And really, I mean, the album exceeded my expectations. You know, I obviously planned on making the best record that I could, but it completely turned out way better than I thought it was going to turn out. Probably about midway through it, it sort of hit me. I was like, "Wow, this could be a really great record." But I think just the fact that I had complete control over it, I could do what I wanted, and I really wanted to make the album, you know, cohesive, but I really wanted to explore different genres. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of you know, like Don Pine and, you know, Dylan and you know, everything to Slayer, Pantera. You know, I'm a huge lover of all different types of music. So I wanted to explore all those different genres. I wanted to do songwriting kind of stuff. I wanted to do, you know, heavier stuff, electronic stuff. Like I said, well, go at the same time, make the album, you know, cohesive and work together. So I feel like I pulled that off pretty well.